Mind.
Well, I know I'd go full of dread.
Really?
Yeah. Something at that scale and something that big,
it does look
would massive. Terrify me.
See them on the private jet and all. I was like, that is like...
goals.
Like, imagine.
Do you think we're just so ingrained and just so bet into our phones that they don't even notice when they're
no,
on
cause
it?
No, because I still notice when I'm on it loads. I'm like, oh my God, sorry, I'm doing something or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you're that unself-aware, then you need to give up your phone. Welcome to How I Drink with Shailene and Ellie.
Hi.
I want to say it.
It nearly feels unnatural for you not to say it.
Not, oh God.
We're just testing out the waters here. We're just bringing in some newness.
Yeah.
And we just felt like poor Shailene goes to sleep at night with that ringing through her brain.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. We tried to do that at the live show, actually. We were like, does anybody know the intro?
No one knew.
Crickets.
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 Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know how long it is now.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. So, this is our podcast.
Hi.
What else do you say?
It's How My Drink.
It's How My Drink. We talk about everything.
You name it.
Dilemmas. Dilemmas probably the only thing that stayed... the whole time.
We love doing them and we love the fact that yous trust us and love us enough to send them in. And
There's never been like two dilemmas that alike.
No.
Do you know what I mean? When I think of like all the advice you give them, like we never had to give the exact same advice, except for like dump him.
Yeah.
But we never have to give the exact same advice twice.
No. And it's always like...
problems. We all have big problems in the world.
But there's always so many different topics like their dilemmas about friends, work, college, family, relationships. You name it, we've
covered it,
touched on them all.
Yeah.
So this is us. We have a podcast out, a full episode every Wednesday. We have a bonus episode that comes out on a Monday, and we also have full video on a Thursday on YouTube.
On YouTube.
So if you want to be nosy and see what we're wearing, we're here.
Wearing pink today. But yeah, YouTube, 12 o'clock. I think if you just type in "How Much Drink" comes up, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. On YouTube, so that's where you can watch us. We also have all our like previous, probably like 50 episodes, I'm gonna guess.
Oh yeah.
So any guests that you want to see full videos of, they'll be there as well. People seem to like they must like them better than us. The guests on video.
Who was telling? Did they go somewhere to get some sort of like their nails or their lashes or something done?
Yeah, and someone's watching us.
No, and they purposely put on our podcast for a reason. Because it was someone connected to someone or something, was it?
Yeah, it was someone.
I can't remember the full story, but I remember them saying.
I put it on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was.
Okay, you'll have to maybe tell me.
I can't remember, but
did they purposely put it on for a reason?
Yeah. So it wasn't connected, it was.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was someone connected.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm running away at my thoughts. But yeah, if you're...
it's worse, actually.
Oh, brilliant. If you're a nail tech or a brow tech or anything tech, put us on in the background.
Yeah, actually. A lot of people do. Just some light listening. We don't ever talk about it in two. Well, sometimes we do, but not mostly.
Not major.
And if we do, we'll have like a warning.
Yes,
we will. We... wanted to talk about, we kind of chat about our weeks and what's happened, but then we're going to be talking about Coachella.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
And how no Irish people get invited.
No Irish people get invited.
Like what?
It's satellite. We'll revert back to that.
We will.
But we actually end up talking in the bonus episode a bit about our week.
Yeah.
But we'll have to do it again.
Yay.
So bonus episode out on Monday. So it's kind of like a bit of extra... bits, extra juice for us all to listen to. Mm-hmm. But Saturday I was on the Kaylee makeup analysis tour. That was her last show.
She finished it in Dublin.
Yeah, she slayed it. Like they were amazing. They done so well. She was saying now like people are really wanting to learn about makeup again.
Yeah.
Like people have the hunger back. I think during I think it was COVID, was it? That like everyone kind of went back natural, or was it after COVID? Probably because our roots were all down to our fucking nipple. That we actually had to go back down. There's a picture of me in Nightmare. My root was to my eyebrow.
Not a brow plucked,
And everyone was able to get, like, I knew hairdressers, but I couldn't get it done because if I put up,
you'd notice
I would have got literally hammered. So.
I was refilling my nails. My nail tech actually was posting us out nails. So,
oh,
like,
yeah,
do you remember, the stick on ones? Yeah. So, when Aoife used to, like, you'd pick a set and you'd measure your nail and, like,
oh my God, yeah.
I love the creativity of what people did during COVID.
Yeah. Do you remember the boxes where you make your own food?
Yeah. I did a makeup course during COVID.
You did?
I did. That kept me busy for a good while.
Would you not just put that back on?
I don't know where they're on my laptop somewhere.
Like, you're still teaching the same thing, like tips.
Resell it again.
Why not? Still a course. People sell courses for years and years and years and years.
I'd be scamming the nation.
Do a few updates, just a few new voiceovers. Actually, I don't do this anymore.
It's actually been 5 years. Yeah, I probably look it looks so different as well. But yeah, no, people. I think people did go a bit natural, didn't they?
Yeah.
And now we're all coming back.
Apparently we're all coming back, yeah.
Thank
Kayla said.
God.
So people just want to learn about their own face or like...
Yeah, when I was like doing the show with Kaylee in Cork, she asked me, she was like, what's one makeup trend you don't want to see that you're over? And I was like, clean girl makeup. Sick of it.
Clean girl sec, yeah.
Bring back a cook crease.
Yeah.
And a sparkle and a gel liner and fat lash.
Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. Bring it all back. I haven't touched a pigment. A loose pigment. And I've... girl, I'll give you some. I've trays of them at home. I want to take out my Inglot, like, 40 shade palette and I want to do a sunset eye.
That's what I was thinking, sunset. Remember that yellow shade?
Oh, yeah. I just want it all back now.
Ben actually used Inglot blush on me at that day at the space.
Nice.
For the bow dry. It was an eyeshadow we used as a blush.
Ooh.
It was like a luminous... He mixed together... He's mad. Like he's such an eye for like what... Like it was two Inglot eyeshadows. One was like a luminous orange. One was like a bit of a darker one. And he mixed them as a blush and it was gorgeous.
I used to love an orange blush.
Yeah, it was really nice. It looked just like sun-kissed.
Yeah.
And burnt. It was really, really nice.
Ooh.
But yeah, it was really nice day out. Real girly.
Love that.
And just really cute.
Your outfit was adorable. Lovely
people. Thanks. I actually got for holiday last year. I never wore it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to bring it this year because I'll
want something else.
Yeah. I literally have something else. So.
Yeah.
And then I made a Vinted actually as well. Sold loads of bits on that.
Did you?
But now I need to ship them.
Do you have to get the bags for them?
Yeah, I bought them on Amazon. Okay. Really cheap. I got pink ones and you just literally peel the strip off. Insert the clothes.
You can get them in Mr. Price as well, but I don't think they're as cute.
You don't get as much. Like, I got 60 of them for, like, five or something.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Or 10 or so. Like, it's much better.
Cute.
So.
I did a good deed of the week.
Why?
It was meant to be done, actually, in March. So, really sorry about that. Someone texted me on Instagram, and she was basically like, hi, Ellie, this dress you have, blah, blah, blah. Any chance you're selling it or whatever? And I got it on sale, and I was just like, I feel really bad, but I was like, I don't want to be like, yeah, here's my Revolut or whatever. So I sent it to her for nothing.
Aww.
I said, you know what?
That's so nice.
It's hanging in my wardrobe. I'll never wear it again.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather see someone else wear it. So I did my little good deed for the week.
Aww,
was done.
I love
one
that.
Of them a week and we'll all be much happier. We'll all be
in
a better...
Yeah, I seen Eric Roberts saying actually he was in a drive. Or no, he's in a restaurant. He said the people before him paid for his. And he paid for the next table.
I see people doing it in hotels as well. Like, if...
For the hotel stay.
For, like, if you're checking out the next morning, like... Put all the towels in one place, or like I'm one of those people. I have to.
Oh, yeah,
I know
yeah.
cleaners are coming into the room.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that, but I'll make the bed and I'll put all the towels together in the bathroom on the floor. Yeah, like, you know what I mean. Yeah.
I couldn't leave it in like bits.
I couldn't. No. But yeah, I saw someone saying that they were like, if you do one thing to make the next person's life easier,
it'll
if everybody
go
just
on.
Did that,
yeah.
and it travelled through,
literally,
we'd all be great.
I remember I done that with a cowboy hat for Nashville. I wore. Someone was wanting it. I was like, I'll just give it to you. I was like, just pass it on. It's probably like a travelling hat.
Oh, like the travelling
hat. I was like, pass on the actual hat as well. and just keep wearing it. Like, much as 20 years later.
That'd be cute.
Like, I know.
All the stories it would have.
I know.
Wowie.
Oh, imagine you could make them write like a little... Do you ever see people leave notebooks in places and they like write something in them and like leave it and they like write for the next person?
No.
And they just write loads of stuff, yeah.
I'd love to find a message in a bottle.
My sister found one years ago when she was young, yeah.
Where?
God. Can't remember beach it was. It was in the newspaper and all. I think my mom called the newspaper.
Love that
I think
for
it
her.
Was there. Well, I don't think she... I can't imagine her doing that though. But anyway, the newspaper was there in the front garden and they took a picture with the bottle and they wrote to the girl in the message or whatever it was.
She found it in Ireland on a beach?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did it say?
It was from Scotland or something. Or like
no
somewhere
way.
Across. Yeah, yeah. Will I ring my sister and ask?
Ring her and ask her. I want to know what the bottle says. She'll be like, I don't know.
Mid breastfeeding.
I think I'd be kind of scared though. I'd be really skeptical as well. I don't know. Just in case Irish. What it said. Yeah. You have me booty. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Do you know the message in the bottle that you found when you were young?
Yeah.
Where did you find that and who wrote it again?
No, I put the message in the bottle.
Oh! Oh, but
Fran, Charlene's just a liar.
I made up a whole lie. Wait, so you wrote message and they found it?
Yeah, I threw the message in the bottle and they found it in Wales, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's just backwards.
And then why was it in the newspaper? So you rang the newspaper?
I didn't ring it. I'm like six.
Oh, yeah, I know. How did they find out?
Mary must have rang the newspaper or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did someone write you back, Selena?
Yeah, they wrote, but yeah, it was like a whole school.
You were
not into
our
class school or something.
Oh, mad. That actually just travelled, yeah. That didn't just sink to the bottom of the ocean. Right, well, I'll see. I'm just on the podcast, but I'll see you later on.
Okay.
Love you. Bye. There you go now. Oh, so terrible lies, but a better story, actually. Yeah.
Charlene Murphy spreading vicious rumours.
Vicious rumours.
So someone just found that on the other side.
Yeah, and then she brought it into her school. I think both schools were, like, then in touch and all, but, like, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's deadly.
I think when you're younger as well, Wales feels like anywhere outside of Ireland is miles.
Different. I used to think anywhere outside of Dublin, like.
Yeah.
Like,
anywhere they just had the
huge.
Empathy, I was like.
What's going on?
Yeah.
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 Have you watched that on Netflix lately?
No. Oh, Cheer. I'm rewatching Cheer.
Oh, are you?
Do you know what I'm finding really good? I'm doing runs on my treadmill, but the reason that I sometimes don't like run, I get bored. But
girl, does your downstairs neighbour not hate you?
Probably. It was at 8 a.m. this morning as well.
Oh, like, I mean, banging up the roof. My thing is, treadmill is so loud.
Mine's kind of annoying.
And I've never put the little oil in it, have you?
No, mine didn't. I didn't come with oil.
You're meant to put like little
oil. I
don't
think you're meant to run on it. It's a walking pad. But it goes.
But it goes.
It goes quick.
Yeah.
You must be able to.
Yeah.
But when I watch a show, I don't even notice myself running. It's great.
Yeah. Your mind needs to be distracted.
Yeah.
20 minutes running.
Straight, yeah.
Straight?
Yeah.
Fair play to you. I did 5 minutes the other day running flat on a treadmill. And I was so proud of myself that I had to ring Graham afterwards. And I was like, you'll never guess what I just did. Him thinking like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing what she's done. I was like, I ran for a whole 5 minutes on my own.
But you build up so quick from that. Like,
no, I thought I was going to vomit.
Yeah, it can be horrible sometimes.
No, and I'm
depends on the time of the month and all that.
And I'm running like this, and I just keep hearing like him in my head saying, "Breathe in through your nose," and I'm like,
"No, I can't do that."
And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna pass out.
I need to breathe in and out through my mouth." Any other exercise I can do, Pilates, I can do the nose and the mouth thing.
Running,
like training, Grant, running. I'm like,
I can't figure out how to like. And get a good suck of air in.
Yeah, I don't
get
enough air in, I think, is what it is.
I'm like trembling, blowing out my mouth. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
do it.
I don't like it.
But watching a show does help.
Yeah.
That would kind of pass the time quicker.
Have you seen Cheer?
Don't think so.
I love shows like that. They're like.
Is it like the Texas
girlies? Yeah. What is it about shows like that I love? Just America.
Because we want to be them. It was like when we were younger and you'd watch Honey. Did you ever watch Honey?
Yeah.
I convinced myself, I was like, I can be her.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easy,
yeah.
No bother.
Yeah, pop it, lock it. Like.
Do you know what I mean? It was, you watch something like that thinking, like, I want to do that. That's
why
I
wouldn't want to cheerlead now, but I still just love it. It's so fascinating.
To watch them.
Yeah. And then all they're like, it's just really well made. I just really think it's a good show. What now are you?
I watched a thing. It's called Something Something Influencer. Influenced.
Oh.
The bad side of influencing.
Oh.
Bad influence.
Influencing, no.
Yes.
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, I binged it the other day. Wow.
Sorry, before we get into that, Anne Olivia's.
Oh my God. Terrible. I'm sorry. If you are a mother. Sorry, never mind even being a mother. If you are a human being and you invade someone's home, like their private place, to knock on their door and ask, can I get a picture? You need to. Being mentally evaluated.
How entitled is that?
Well, how do you think that's like? Oh yeah, no, that's a normal thing to do.
I just think like you're. No.
It's so weird. God loved them, and like even hearing Rory coming in and saying like you could tell how like stressed he was about.
Of course.
Obviously, having 3 kids.
He was so worried.
House,
yeah.
Do you have 3 or 4?
Three kids.
3 in the house. Like Jesus, that's terrible.
Christ. I remember Monty May saying that. people used to like bring their kids to her house.
You're a freak. You're a freak.
Like, why are you teaching your kid that's okay? Like, no. Just because you know where someone lives,
yeah,
does not make it okay. I would never knock on someone's door that I don't know.
Remember, someone texted me and that's said they were outside my house.
Yeah,
they knew the estate across the road from where I lived, and said that they were in there. And then they said they were outside my house looking over a wall or something, and that they called my name. I was at home on my own. And I remember being in my mom and dad's bedroom, shitting myself, like looking out the window, being like, oh my God, is someone looking at me now?
No.
It's, even if you do have some sort of an idea where someone lives, don't let it be known that you know.
Or some people write it on the internet as well. I'm like, that's like, your home is where you come after like a bad day, a good day. Everything, like your home feels
your
like
your safe space.
Your own personal safe space. Like, to think someone invading that, even if I'm sure like most people that go don't think they have bad intentions, but it's bad to do.
But it is.
But it's bad.
It is a bad thing to do.
But they're not doing it. They're not doing it in like a mean, like in most people in a mean way. But
yeah, they're excited to see her, and like I get all that. But
no.
You just don't. There needs to be a boundary. Like
you can't do that.
Yeah, that's weird. Sure, Rory was saying that like people were videoing him collecting the kids from school.
Oh.
Well, we were talking about it in the car yesterday coming home for Limerick. My sister was saying to me, she was like, "But like, what do you do with that video?" Imagine taking a video of someone collecting their child from school. What?
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing with the video then when it's on your phone? Like, it's a fucking weird thing to do.
Makes me feel sick.
I was watching it in the car with Graham and he's like, that's fucked. Like, what? It's such a strange thing to do, and God love them. Like, them even having to say that they're potentially looking for somewhere else to live.
That's what I mean.
Having to go to that extreme to do that. Yeah,
and like, they might have to look for somewhere that people can't come in, and then it's like, they're probably going to have to base their life around that nearly, or like they might be having to look in a place that they wouldn't have lived otherwise, do you know what I mean?
Somewhere where they don't necessarily want to go,
but just because it's safer or something, and like an area wise, like, or if it had gates or something like that, people still fucking find a way.
No, it's scary, isn't it?
It is scary. Especially with kids, either way. But I just think,
either way, weird kids in the house, so strange.
They're your four walls, they're not for anyone else, apart from people you know and the postman.
Yeah.
No one should be entering the vicinity of your garden or your house.
No. It's just so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Netflix thing that I was watching was about like kid influencers.
Yeah, was it about
Tiffany or something her name is?
Is it not the one that got that she's in jail now? Is she a girl?
No, that's Ruby Frankie. Ruby Frankie. She's in prison now.
Right.
But I have seen a few documentaries and stuff about her. But this is another family, and it's a mother and a daughter. And I won't ruin it on you. Maybe just go watch it. But it's basically just that the like kid industry is just fucked. They have laws over in America now that but it's only in specific states.
And they're all fucking moving.
Yeah, it's called a Coogan Fund. That like if you have your children in your social media
at all.
At all. Like if you're like a family vlogger or something, if your kids are in, if you're making money off showing your kids online, basically. I don't know how they work out the percentages of it though, but basically you have to put money.
Very complicated.
Yeah, you have to put money into this account called a Coogan account.
Mm.
And I don't think the parent can touch it, or I don't think the child can touch it until they're like 18 or 21 or like an adult or something. But it just means that they're
getting paid for
essentially working for free.
Well, they're all moving states now.
To get away from it.
Yeah, good for you. I've seen. Yeah, they're all moving to like, I can't remember. But like they're
whatever state it's not alone.
Yeah. Like, and they're all like, we want to just move here anyway. Like,
would you show your child on social media?
I think it's hard to know until, because some people say they would and then you have it and they're like, oh my God, I want to protect this my whole life. Like, but I think I would, but like to a small degree.
Okay.
I don't know like how much I would show.
Yeah.
Or like if I was a family vlogger, like would I do that? I don't think I would do that.
Mm.
Just so I like the content that I do now. But then it's hard because I do get the side of it that when people do become parents then like that's their life and they're showing just they were showing their life before and they're showing it now kind of thing. So it's such a controversial topic. I don't know until like
situation. You can't tell.
I think until you feel what it's like to have a kid. But then there's so much fucked up stuff as well.
Yeah.
Then that you see. So that before I would have been like, oh my God, yeah, well, everything
100%. Yeah, posting those pictures.
But I think the more you see, the more you're like, God.
Mm.
Like.
Because you even see like.
It makes you think.
even people who don't have an online presence, like say it's just their personal Instagram or whatever, like friends and family that we'd know, no problem putting up their kids and stuff. And like, but it's hard to know. Yeah, like you said, it's hard to know that if, like, what could happen if you do share that.
I like, I think some people do like up until a certain age and then they stop.
Yeah. Or I've seen it the other way. They got to a certain age and they did a face reveal. Do you know those two girls who were on...
Face reveal?
Yeah. Do you know those two girls that were on the Ellen DeGeneres show?
Oh, I see.
Singing Nicki Minaj. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the girl with the brown hair?
Brown hair. She has two kids now.
Yeah. She did a face reveal of her first son when he was 6 months old. She waited 6 months and then she did it. And I saw
it's
TikTok.
The name that's sending me face reveal.
That was the top comment. It was like, a face reveal. What is going on in the world? She waited because people were saying like she only recently had a girl then, I think. Or did she?
I can't remember. I don't
she's
know.
She's two kids now anyway, but she waited a while to show her son and she's not showing her daughter now. Saying, if I'm getting this wrong, take it with a pinch of salt. But people were saying like, how come you show your son and you don't show your daughter? And
I've she was seen explaining. Her video.
She was like, well, I waited 6 months and then I did my face reveal.
So I'll be doing the same this time,
Mad.
And
it's hard to know.
So hard.
Until you're in it, I'd say.
And there are people have such strong feelings on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely something so controversial.
Yeah, but that's what
I think. I think also the controversy is only going to grow.
Oh yeah.
In years to come,
it will.
Because I feel like a few years ago, no one would ever even thought it was bad.
No, you wouldn't bat an eyelid at that.
But then it's like the Ruby Frankie, the the one you just watched, like all these things come out that make people. Or did you ever see the Vimeo one? And she's like vlogging. She's like. Cry on my shoulder like to her little to
I think that was
boy.
Ruby Frankie,
no, it wasn't her. It was another girl.
She got she left the unedited bit in.
This
look
is
really
a
sad.
Dark hair girl.
Was it?
Yeah, she's kind of young. Ruby Frankie's like a blonde man. She's dark hair. And she's like, come cry on my shoulder. And he's like, I am crying or something. And she's like, no, come on. And like, it's so, she kept it in by accident. Apparently she's like gone now from social media. I don't know.
I'd hope so after being caught doing that.
Like, was making the child.
Like, that's how much you should... Take it with a pinch of salt, social media.
Yeah.
That you can edit it in a way that, like, you want to portray something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's mad.
Like, even when we edit our own stuff out.
Everything, like, yeah.
But that's what... That, but I wish people could see, like, the outtakes of me saying the same thing 10 times.
Oh, a million times.
I'm picking the best one or picking the one, that, like, or stumbling or, like, literally falling over my words. I'm like, fuck's sake.
I have to take out big chunks of me just being, like, just staring at the ground being, like...
Same. Or, like...
Thinking.
Or, like, breathing, like... Again. Sometimes it's easier than others.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's funny. I actually just keep them in one time. Two bloopers.
Do.
Sometimes you ever be talking and I'm like, I sound Northern, like some words I'm saying them wrong, but I sound Northern Irish.
Do you?
If I say a word wrong, but it sound, it's a, I'm like, what?
You have a little Northern Irish twang in you, girl.
It comes out sometimes. One time I said something and I was like, what? Like,
no, I do that with a Limerick twang every now and again.
Really?
Yeah, I say something and Graham would clock me on it. He'd be like, why did you just say that like that? What did I say to him the other day? I said something.
Not in a video, just in real life.
No, yeah. I said something to him and he goes, why did you just talk like that? And I was like, God. I don't know. I think
are you coming out? Yeah.
It just comes out sometimes. I don't know what goes on. No.
Oh, but you watched. Is it a series?
Yeah, I think there's only 3 episodes in it. But
right, okay.
It's just something that you'd watch and your brain is just going, what?
Really?
Yeah, like what?
Is it horrible? Like, should I not watch
it? No, it's not horrible. No. Yeah, you'd be okay with it because I know what you're like with things.
I hate watching.
Yeah, no, it's not horror or crime or no, nothing. But something to just watch and be like, whoa. God.
Well, even the kid acting industry and all, that's been like always bad.
Mm.
Drew Barrymore and all, like.
Toddlers and Tiaras and all that. Remember all that?
That used to be my dream to be in one of them.
I know, yeah. But the more I watch, I'm kind of like.
The more, yeah, the older I get, I'm like, God.
Do I want my 3-year-old to look like a 16-year-old?
Yeah, I see.
You want to keep babies. They all have flippers and all in.
Full face, cake on makeup, like.
Fake teeth and all in.
Yeah. I remember there was a girl I seen on TikTok and they're like, the woman was like, oh, you look so pretty. And she's like, I know, it's so pretty. She's like, she's 3.
She like flipped it around to be like,
yeah, you said,
do I not always
like that? She's fallen. And I was like, I didn't know how pretty you was when I was 3. Like, you don't like that, like, to have that much focus that on your looks at that age can't be
normal.
Can't be good for the brain.
No.
Your brain's so developing, like,
you'd grow up thinking all sorts of yourself, like.
Yeah. And they let you get judged on like beauty points. Like, you'd be like told how beautiful you are. Like, that's not good.
Do we have pageants in Ireland?
Older ones, yeah. I think older ones, like, you're in the right mat, you can pick yourself to do it.
Yeah.
Like kiddie Miss, ones. Miss Ireland, I think. Miss Ireland, and then Miss Universe, you can put into them from that.
Mad.
We are going to talk about Coachella.
Coachella.
Number one being, why is no one Irish ever invited? But I know why. I did think about this, man.
Okay.
Because most countries see UK and Ireland as one country.
Neck.
Yeah.
Christ.
So they do. That's just that we're the same market.
We're blended into one, are we?
And then they're picking the biggest out of both. And obviously UK is much bigger creators.
Obviously, yeah, it's a bigger country. So they're gonna,
they have bigger ones. So then they're taking them. Actually, Catherine got invited.
We're our own country.
And Catherine's Irish.
Did she?
Catherine, yeah. Someone did a comment on my TikTok. I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Okay. She's repping the Irish.
Yeah, place. I hadn't seen her at that stage. And then I was like, today.
Love
first
that.
Irish person.
Yeah.
Ever. And Maura Higgins.
Maura's there as well, actually.
Of course she's there. She's...
Would you like to go to it?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to go to say I've been.
Yeah.
But I know I'd go full of dread.
Really?
Yeah. Something at that scale and something that big,
it does look
would
massive.
Terrify me.
What's the occupation of it? Or the
I don't know. Like, will I find out? Because, like, think of the lovely little festivals we have here.
I know.
They're still big to us, though. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, EP to me is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, I can only imagine. But I feel like Coachella, you never really... I can't imagine what it looks like. All I see is videos of the stage, videos of VIP or wherever people are in. But other than that, I don't know any of the layout or what it's like.
I want to see like an aerial view of it.
Yeah,
I want to see like that.
A map. I'm sure we could sort of that.
So the festival, which usually attracts around 125,000 people a day, is following a year that saw its slowest sales to date this year.
Oh.
Headlined by Doge Cat, Lana Del Rey and Tyler, the Creator. Is that this year?
No, that was last year, I think.
Oh, last year?
Check what that thing of EP is, because is EP not... 100,000. I know this year.
75,000.
That's not that much more. I would have thought Coachella was way bigger than that. That's not like for a whole. And I also.
That was last year as well. Didn't they say they were going to try and bring it up to 100?
Yeah. Because they want to. But I think they oversold last year or something because there were people camping on like the gravel, like not even on grass.
I'm going to try and look up an aerial view of Coachella. Ah, mommy.
Is it scary? Apparently, it's so. I've heard from it that it's a big desert. It's really, really hot, really, really cold, and at night time. So that's why everyone wears Coachella merch because they literally have to buy it. So they're forced to buy Coachella hoodies.
So is that what it's in?
Let me see. It's in Coachella Valley. Oh yeah. That looks a dismal. Oh, God.
I don't know. The thoughts of it terrifies me because it is so big. And I'm like, where do you walk? Where do you go? Like,
apparently, it's like a 2 hour. It was even driving there is like long, and you're
people were in their cars for hours.
Yeah, but you can camp at it as well. I've seen people do RVs, camping them.
There's no bikes this year actually to take people into the festival. I saw that.
No bikes?
No.
What do you mean?
Like I think there was like fellas on bikes with like
oh,
you could get a lift in kind of thing.
I seen Alex Earl's friend had a golf buggy.
Oh,
maybe that was the new.
Maybe thing. If you're super super famous, you'll get that.
EP hasn't got anything like that, has it?
Well, we got
a boogie. We got a boogie.
1 year.
Oh, thank God. We wouldn't have made
it. Thank God.
Because we parked in the wrong car park.
We were just basically miles away and we just begged this man, please, can we have a lift? No, do you know what it was? We were actually late for
the... And then Kelly got us.
We were late for the...
The live show.
Yeah.
The podcast, yeah. We were late. And this man put us in the back of his truck.
It was deadly.
And took us in around the outside. Then last year, Kelly came and rescued us. Yeah. Thank God.
We needed to be rescued. She was driving it herself.
But that would have took us, and we looked up on the map, it was like an hour and a half to walk.
No.
And maybe an hour, but you have all this shit with you, so it would have taken even longer.
Suitcases,
if you're
not
walking
bring a
normally,
suitcase.
It wouldn't be that bad.
Worst mistake of our lives, do not bring a suitcase to...
Oh, don't bring anything. The less items, the better.
True, actually, yeah. I think like, we've learned our lesson.
Oh, and you're pulling everything through stones. So, like, these big rocks are getting stuck in your wheels.
The little trolley things we have are all
trolley
right.
Trolley was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pack
heavy
them
though.
Full. Yeah.
We probably could have done two if we get two next time.
Yeah.
Is it back in September again?
Yes. Okay.
Not in August anymore.
No.
That really, I didn't like that, guys. It really shortened my summer.
Because
The EP is, like, the official end of summer for
it's
me.
It's, like, your last blowout in summer.
Yeah, but I felt like then that was it. And it was mid-August only last year, so I'm delighted then.
I have seen a few people say that Coachella was dead.
Dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Why
is no one dancing and singing? And like, no, I'd say that's only in little certain areas and stuff, but
I think we're used to like, also you can only drink at certain areas, you know. You can't drink past your designated drinking area. They don't let you go out with drinks. So at the stage, no one's holding a drink, which I like kind of and hate at the same time because no one's spilling drinks on you. I hate that.
Okay.
You can't drink anymore.
I don't think I'd like that.
I know, especially if it's a slow act and you want to stand back and have a sip on your drink.
Yeah.
Like, you have to down your drink and go.
Whatever about, because I know at Electric Picnic, do you know the way there's those like security parts you have to go through? So when we're leaving our tents and you
from
have to go.
From the campsites, yeah.
Yeah, from the campsites, you can't bring your drink.
True to the main stage arena.
Yeah, but you can buy a drink then in there.
Yeah.
So a case in Coachella, you can't even buy a drink in there.
You can't even buy drink in there. You can only buy drink and drink in this one designated area. Yeah. And apparently as well, it's way less stressy than you think because the only we know go are influencers.
Really. Yeah.
I've never seen anyone else that I know even go, but you think that they're everyone's dressed like that there because they're all dressed up.
Yeah.
But really, there are a few in thousands. So when you go, everyone's really
cash
and laid back.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I.
I love how we keep comparing it to the EP. I'm like, we do that at night time. We put on hoodies and our wellies.
Yeah, just be there. Yeah. I feel like all the celebs go to Coachella.
Are they not hounded out of it? Like,
no, apparently, like, you don't. But I've seen people getting pictures with Louis Tomlinson, Madison Beer. Like, they're just chilling, kind of.
Maybe if nobody, if nobody's around them, you'd feel like a bit of a weirdo going up to them.
Yeah. Same with Glastonbury. Like, Paul Mescal was just floating. Dua Lipa. Like, I've seen loads of people just getting pictures of them from far away. Be like, oh, well, there they are. But yeah, maybe because they're in such a normal setting.
You don't want to intrude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's like, I don't know, you're on an event out or like a night, I don't know. It'd be different.
Mm.
Who's your top dressed?
Chintzia.
I've seen people, oh yeah.
Oh, the orange.
And the hot pink.
Girl.
That colour on her was so good.
So stunning.
Yeah, so nice.
Loved it so much.
Yeah.
Also, that girl that, just be on TikTok. I can never ever remember her name. Blonde Bob.
Becca's
outfits. I wait and watch them, and even her getting readies and all. I'm just like, you are so fucking cool.
I'm obsessed.
She had on this like purple thing with like laces all over her arms and all. And I was like, wow.
I don't know where she finds them. No. They're unreal. She's so cool.
I'm voting for Chintzy, I think.
I really liked Alex Earls.
Loved the first one.
Yeah.
Loved
second
that.
Second one was. The bra.
With all the jingles.
Yeah, I love that as well. That was cool. I just thought she really got it on the head. I love the third day as well.
The cheetah top.
Kill me. Yeah. And the thong sticking out the back.
Mm.
And the big fluffy boots.
I liked it, but wouldn't be me.
It was giving a nod to her jersey. I love when people have fun with their outfits. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to wear just one type of outfit all the time. Like, she had fun. She wore a leopard. And nod to her jersey self, big fluffy boots, like that's fun.
Yeah.
Festivals should be fun. And that's what she said. She was like, I'm not going to like try dress like, oh God, what am I thinking people are going to wear? Like she wants to dress what she wants to wear.
Mm.
And I was like, I love that.
A lot of people are saying that the style has gone back to like old.
Yeah, well, yeah, like boho. Yeah, I love it.
Even TikToks, I've been seeing people like the filter and all they have on it is real like Pinterest girl or Tumblr girl.
Or that Camwell or something.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, yeah. That color. That's what it's like.
I don't have enough festivals booked at all. I'm like, what? I want to wear all the cool outfits, but I'm like, where am I going? Longitude.
We'll get a few booked in.
I'm not going to Renfrew. Can't go. I'll be away.
Maybe we should go away to a festival.
I know, yeah. What else? Primavera sounds really good.
What's that?
It's Keane's going to. It's in Barcelona, maybe. It's like Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Chaperone.
Oh.
It's a really like girly pop one, but you camp at it. Oh. I'd say you could not camp.
My dream is an R&B festival. If anybody knows any, let me know.
Exist?
I don't know. It's my dream.
I feel like Parklife always has rappers and stuff.
Old school R&B.
Yeah. Okay, like Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm reaching here for like festival. Bring me to an old school R&B brunch and I will.
Why don't you make one? An event.
No one Rob, the idea.
Yeah, no
there,
one Rob.
Right?
Hayden Penn.
No, yeah.
Sean Paul.
Sean DePaul
not doing well after that.
Sean DePaul didn't look great.
It's just sounds. And he didn't come out for ages.
Apparently he was offbeat now. God love him.
Oh. Alex Earl loved. I loved her whole group. Did you see them on the private jet and all? I was like, that is like.
Goals.
Like imagine being.
Goals.
What are they, 23? And just being on the private jet with all your mates. And her sister's like 21 or something. and still in college.
Like
that is just unthinkable. Yeah. Girl can dream.
One day.
Who else did I love? I loved Sophia and Chintu. I feel like they
just kill it every single time.
They really do.
They really get it.
I loved the Addicted girls. Did you see all the girls that went to Addicted? No. Lucinda and things went with them. I feel like Addicted's really
festival-y.
It's festival vibes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes if you go with a brand, maybe like if it's not, you're like, fuck, what do you do?
Yeah, what am I gonna wear?
To make stuff that's not festival vibes. I feel like a lot can be done with accessories and shoes and hair.
Yeah. You can make yourself look festively. Like, you can have it on a plain outfit.
Literally.
But the way you do your hair, the boots you wear, and the jewellery. Yeah, it can
chunky
really...
Chunky belt, chunky boots, and a good hairdo.
Yeah.
Big hair.
It'll do it for you.
All in, or a headscarf or like something like that would be cool. Who else did I love? Maura's.
She's just right, anyway.
She could wear a bin bag to Coachella and I have her on my dress list.
All right. It was very boho-esque this year.
Yeah. Oh, Sofa Dofa. Loved her outfits.
Good.
She wore like this pearl top, little mini white shorts, and she used that filter like
did
it was just
she?
Like the vibe.
Like
I
it,
loved
I feel like it wasn't very OOTD this year either. Like
no,
well, from anyone I see, I'm going on as if I was there. Like, but from anyone that I've seen,
no, you're right.
Very boho, very like
a bit more
chill.
Yeah, comfort.
Yeah, which was kind of nice to see.
But I do think Alex Herro was my winner. I just love her though.
Yeah.
She
can do it not wrong.
It's like, yeah. No. I just think when you wear something that you love, you win.
Yes.
In my eyes. But would you go? I think my goal next year is to go. I don't know if that's on my own or with brands or what, but like maybe I need to move to the UK or something.
No, you don't. I kill
you.
Don't you dare. Not happening.
They know I exist.
No.
Yeah, that'd be my dream.
I reckon we get a group
of loads
going.
Of brands.
Did you see Laura?
Go.
TikTok, actually.
About what?
I commented on it and I was like, let's all go. And she was like, Icon X Coachella.
Yeah.
Icon, bring us to Coachella.
Honestly. How much are tickets? Are they really outreach?
Are they like a grand or something? I think they're mad
just
money.
Just for a normal ticket?
I don't think so.
And then you can get VIP and then there's Artist Pass. So Artist Pass as well, where like you'll meet the most celebs because that's where the artists will be.
Okay.
When they're not singing apparently. But
just chilling.
Know. Yeah. And you wear a wristband, you beep. I'm guessing it's probably a cashless festival as well. I wonder if it's one of them where you pay with your wristband.
Tickets can...
Tomorrowland.
Dirt. Oh, see, look, I think it's a lot of add-on things.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like, here's a ticket for $6,476. Lake El Dorio, four-person VIP. So that's for four people.
That means you get to be... I'm guessing Lake El Dorio means that's where you stay.
Is it?
Must be with your house. That's...
Your transit is 200 and something. Your convenience fee, whatever the fuck that is 340. So your grand total will be $7,102.
Four people?
Yep.
Including accommodation?
Presume so.
About eight, I'm going to guess 800 each.
Very confusing to find out.
It's not that bad. Like, accommodation and your... It's not great.
It's kind
of tragic. Thought it would be more. Would that include, like, if that was just the ticket, but you're also getting your accommodation for what? At least three nights, I'd want to hope.
Yeah.
Like, not, I thought it'd be worse. Let's go.
Let's all go next year.
I think my tickets go on sale, like, straight after the concert's on. I'm like, I need more time.
Yeah. I also want to know who's playing, because if I buy a ticket and I don't like who's playing, I'm going to sell it.
The lineup was really good this year.
It did look good.
Charlie XCX, and she brought up Billie Eilish.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Yeah, for guests.
Tyler. Who else was on?
Gaga.
Kneecap was there.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. They weren't on. When they main stage?
I don't know.
Have been. I'm guessing. Like, I don't even know where all the stage. Like,
no. Yeah.
I need to know.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll look up like a tour of it or something and we'll come up.
Bring me on a digital tour.
Bring us on it. Yeah. Please. If you're there now. Oh, it's three. Oh, there's two weekends of it.
Yeah.
Of course. We're going back over now next week.
Adam Fogarty is gone for this weekend. So.
If I had time off, I would just go. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so influenced by this year. I'm like, it just looks so good.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We will.
We do Red Flag Radar now every week where we basically tell you if what you've noticed in someone is a red flag or not.
Yep.
So sometimes it's hard to see yourself. It's hard when it's your friends. You might think they're trying to sabotage, but we will be the honest truth and tell you if these are red flags or not.
I'm going to hold up a red flag.
Okay.
Or
a green.
Or a green.
Okay. How are you going to get them on time? You need to open them both up so they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. He was on his phone a good bit during the date. Not like texting or anything, just scrolling. Unless it, was he nervous? I'm going to say red flag.
That he was also just scrolling.
Everyone's on their phone a lot these days, but I think a first date is no. You make an effort not to.
Do you
that.
Think when some
first,
people...
After, when you're comfortable after a while, you can do that.
Do you think some people notice that they do this or not?
I don't know.
Do you think we're just so ingrained and just so bet into our phones that they don't even notice when they're on it?
No, because I still notice when I'm on it loads. I'd be like, oh my God, sorry, I'm just doing something or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you're that unself-aware, then you need to give up your phone.
Then you have a problem.
Yes.
We're saying red.
Red.
Red. I was on a date lately and the fella picked the place, said it did really good sushi. He insisted on ordering for me. The stuff he picked was good, but I could have chosen good stuff too.
Oh, it's neither, but I think he was trying to impress you by showing what's nice.
We give him an orange flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he really wanted to.
Or else
like,
he's really, it's like, is he
controlling? Nice, or is it, yeah. Maybe he just really thought like, oh, I'm going to impress her now. I know she likes sushi, so I'm going to impress her and show her what I know about it. Maybe the fella doesn't even like sushi, God bless him, and he was just ordered.
Because he picked the place.
Yeah, but maybe she might have mentioned before, like texting, I love sushi. And he was like, fuck, okay, I really need to start liking sushi. I'm going to Google what the most popular dishes are. No. And I'm just going to order them. I just love to see the good in everyone.
I know. Oh, like, because I feel like it is nice if you know someone's been somewhere, if they say what's good.
Yeah.
I'll trust the waiter. I'll be like, what do you think I should get? Mm. And if they say this is good, I'll be like, okay, I know you know your shit, so.
I'd love sushi now.
I'll go with you. So this for me would be green. I feel like it's like a bit of, like, you like feeling like dainty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you feel dainty, but if he's doing things like that all the time and it gets.
Yeah, I think you'd.
If it gets any more different situations, then it's the red.
See how you feel if you're planning on going on another date with him. If he tries to do it again, I'd be kind of like, hang on there, pal. No.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, I'll order my own thing.
Yeah. He insists that I take my shoes off at the door and then makes me bring spare clothes. No outside clothes are allowed to touch his bed.
Grow up.
Oh, some people just really have a thing about that though.
Fuck off.
I seen her on TikTok saying it, yeah. She doesn't let any outside things touch. But some people talk like it's like an OCD thing. You sound like a very clean man.
Not me and you falling asleep in our outside clothes on the bed. Literally. You've slept a whole night in your outfit once before.
Multiple
me sleeping
times.
In my school uniform Multiple for the next times. Morning. Jesus, no. I think if you really like him, it's something that you could probably be like, right, this is just a little...
Yeah.
A little niche thing that he has.
Yeah.
But like if you feel like it's something that's going to come in between.
Use.
Or I'd also make him buy me spare clothes. I'm like, right, buy me nice pajamas.
Say. Yeah.
Or like.
He should have a little drawer in his.
Yeah.
He should have to bring over outfits all the time.
Painful.
Yeah.
No outside clothes are allowed to touch his bed. What? Is that germs? That,
like, yeah, yeah. Is it? Yeah. I don't think that in general is a red flag, but the way he goes about it and if like. I feel like if he's like funny about it, if someone carries something off, it's funny.
Yeah, if you carry something funny, it's you.
Not
you're
like don't.
Yeah, I feel like if I walked into someone's house and they were like, "Jesus Christ, take off your shoes and take off," I'd feel
like they're attacking you.
I'd feel filthy.
Yeah,
I'd feel dirty.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, I agree.
So if he does it in a manner that isn't like rude or like, if that's just something that he has. If he goes about it in a all right kind of a way, okay, I can look past it. Yeah, but
I'm saying green
until it gets annoying. Then I'd
or
like,
if you don't really like it that much, and that's because if that's like a proper ick for you,
yeah,
then red. Yeah. Oh, this is basically a text that we got into the Instagram page.
Are we in trouble?
So, last week's dilemma. We got a reply to. So people write in dilemmas and then sometimes people hear it and say, oh my God, that sounds like the person I know that I'm in that dilemma with.
Mm.
And we'll write in. So we got a reply. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to that now. So the general gist was that this girl was with a guy and he's really good to her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, said he missed her when he was drunk, but then like denied it, like denied actually missing her, said he was drunk, said it was a mistake. And we have a hey girly text from to us basically from this. So this is the ex. She thinks she's the ex. So she said, I think I'm the ex who sent the hey girly text. So she got a text to say that the boyfriend done this. Sent the hey girly text from last week's dilemma, and the story is honestly so much worse. He would constantly send me nudes, tell me he loves me, missed me, begs me to come pick him up for the shag. And the only capital letters reason why I didn't go further is because I didn't want to. He was begging. He even went on to block me and all my friends on social media so I wouldn't know he still had a GF. He told me he was moving away. I had no idea it was with her. The text went on for 6 months. He would add me late on Snapchat, beg me for nudes, etc. and block me by the morning on repeat so she wouldn't find out. He 100% knew what he was doing, and when I found out, I texted her ASAP. Honestly, great advice to give her because I feel awful for her. I had no idea, and no girl deserves that.
Oh,
we'd said ditch, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ding dong, ditch.
Christ. So the girlie who sent us in the dilemma, I hope she hears this now. Then, like, she obviously. I wonder, did she tell her, like, listen, he's been sending me nudes, and like.
Maybe she did. It's just.
I hope she hears that.
Well, thank you for writing.
Thank you for.
And let us know.
Keeping us in the loop.
God, brazen is the only fucking word.
Christ.
Brazen.
And then this week's dilemma. I feel very lonely in terms of having friends and talking to people. I do have a boyfriend, but I want more girl time. I feel like I struggle to have fun and go places due to my lack of friends. I don't have any girl groups or a proper best friend. It's not that I don't have friends, I do, but they're all individual and not actually a part of a friend group that I'm in, as I've built these friendships from all different places, such as school, work and college. Page flip. The problem is that I'm also just an individual friend to them, but they all have other friend groups. So I feel if there was ever anything on or they want to go somewhere, they will do it all with their friend groups. And when meeting up with me, it's just like a catch-up dinner with the two of us. I feel like having a friend group can be a lot more fun, but I just don't have it and I don't know what to do. For example, Electric Picnic. All my friends will be camping with all their groups and I don't know what to do as I don't have a group. I can't just go along with one of them as their friends are completely different people to me and I don't want to feel like a tag along. I don't know if that makes any sense. I just wish I could become a part of a girl group to spend my time with, then have fun together. I just don't think I'll ever get it. If you could please give me some advice, that would be great.
I feel like there's no reason why you couldn't tag along to something. Yeah. And when I say tag along, I don't mean you would be one, but like to go with a group. Like, I'm sure your friends would be happy to have you there because they're probably aware of that as well, that you haven't got a proper set in stone
group.
But like, that's not a bad thing. Sometimes that's just the way
life is.
Cookie crumbs. Like, you just end up maybe losing parts of a group and staying around with one person. Like, and that doesn't mean nothing bad towards you. Like,
no.
I think sometimes even the more people that have friends in different groups, it actually shows that you're exactly a nice guy because you can maintain friendships with all different people.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not a bad thing and I don't think that's a bad thing for you. And you can definitely become even like a part of one of the groups for that. Like, think of the group of your friends that one of their groups who you'd be most like similar to maybe, and just try maybe doing things with them. Yeah. Because otherwise it's hard to find friends, obviously, at this age, when she has friends, but it's probably harder to find a group at this age.
Yeah.
Kind of. But you can definitely, you already have a part of that group because you have a friend in the group.
Yeah.
So you could easily, like.
I wouldn't see anything wrong with going with them or, like.
No.
Like, I'm sure your friend that is in a girl group, I'd hope she might ask you to come or, like, you know.
Yeah.
Involve you in things. And there's nothing wrong with, hopefully, like, integrating yourself, is that the word? Or like,
integrating
yourself into a group. There's nothing wrong with that either. Like, I think you'd feel pressure to, like, I hope she's not holding pressure against herself to be like, oh, all my individual friends need to become a group.
Yeah.
That's not really how it works. But if you do have one particular friend that you're pals with and she has a group, like, I'd have nothing wrong with being like,
do you want
to go out for a few drinks, like you and the girls? I'd love to meet your friends.
Even voicing that to your friends, maybe. Like, I'd feel a bit shit, like a bit low that I can't go to like things. Cause it must be hard. Like, you obviously get to see them as like, you have to catch up drinks or catch up meetings. Yeah. But like, you want to be more, like, do more than just that as well. But like, Keane's not in like my direct friend group, but came also longitude.
Yeah.
Ball. Like, I think especially events like that is exactly when you can integrate people.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not when you're, it's a bit more awkward or something. Some people might find if you're like chilling or like doing things like that. But like,
if such a
social
on.
Event, like that's definitely when you can do it.
That's the time. To be like, yeah. Oh yeah, we'll just all go together.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be easier to go together.
Hanging around with random people all weekend anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you end up making the best of friends at these things. So that is like the perfect opportunity to meet kind of maybe a new group.
I think voice it to them.
I think so too. Even just to the one that you're maybe closest to or the one that you can see yourself going places with. Because like I said, some of the friends groups aren't people that you'd
usually
be with. So that's okay too. If it's not your like exact group that you'd want to be with. But if there is a group that you think you'd get along with, then going with them and voicing it and being like, oh, I'd love to go, but no one to go with. And hopefully we'll see AP.
Woo!
But there's definitely, like, never feel like you're tagging along. Because think about if you were giving the advice to someone else, you would never think they were a tag along. So don't think yourself like that.
No, yeah.
Do you know? It's easy when it's you because you're like, you feel like, oh God, I
you think of that of yourself. This, yeah.
Like, that I'm by myself. No one, I promise you, is thinking that ever.
Mm-mm.
And you're going to have a ball. Phone a friend. We get a dilemma in every week and we basically ask our listeners for advice on it. So we ask on the Home and Drink Instagram page, just Home and Drink Pod. And this is today's phone a friend. So I've recently left my 5-year relationship. It wasn't toxic, but there were mild signs of emotional abuse creeping in. I'm confident I made the right choice to leave, but it's still so hard. We were living together too, so now I'm back home with my mom again. I'm feeling lost. I don't know what to be doing with myself as I've used to spend all my free time with him. My friends have been great, but they all have their own boyfriends and lives and commitments. I'm starting to mope around a bit, missing the comfort of being in a relationship and thinking about him constantly. What advice would you give for getting through the next few weeks and months?
This is always the hardest part, isn't it?
Like but that's great that she's saying, I was just going to say, what advice should I get back home? But like that you're even already, you're in such a good state of mind that you already still know that you don't want to be with him because this is when you're most vulnerable.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
It's okay, the easy thing to do. And the fact that you're not thinking like that is already such a good start. But these are our listener replies for advice.
The first one is, find a new hobby and work on yourself. You'll thank yourself later.
Oh, I like that. Something for you. Like, all relationships need to be an addition to you. Try out Pilates, run club, etc. and prioritise you.
Go on a solo trip somewhere or do something a bit outside of your comfort zone.
Love that.
The next one is my favourite one.
Oh, get yourself some tickets to Home I Drink Live. Have we mentioned the live show yet in this episode?
No.
We have. We've got a live show, 8th of May, guys.
Yoo-hoo.
We are back, good bang. Start of summer, really kicking things off. And with amazing guests, new segments. It's going to be just a great summer's night out.
And if you're someone who, we have so many people that come to the shows on their own as well. So if you're someone who wants to come on their own, that is absolutely no problem at all.
Recommended.
Everybody is there for the one reason, same thing, just have a ball. So anybody that you do sit beside, everyone is friends.
Yeah. And the dress code is whatever you like.
You do you.
But I'm going summer glam.
Yeah.
Summer like soiree.
Oh, yeah. Vibe. Oh, I like the sound of that.
Next reply was, keep yourself busy. Book a class to meet new people.
Remind yourself why you left. It's easy to see the good times now, but you left for a reason. I think that's something every breakup should do.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier to pick the good parts and be like, but they were nice because they make you feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to keep reminding yourself of the shit times.
That there was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even write, like having that, if you need it quickly in your notes, just to if you're about to text them, just like, right, let me read it more time and see. And then most times than not, you'll be like,
you won't
actually
text.
No. Learning to be on your own is so important. Long walks, coffee dates, listen to some breakup self-help podcasts and let yourself heal. You'll find someone who will treat you right. Don't go back or contact him as it will just prolong the inevitable and make it harder.
So true.
There was a breakup podcast that I listened to. It was years ago, like my before Dano. And it was so good. I can't remember what it was. I remember it being like, wow. Like, do you know when they're probably just like, you're listening to and you're like,
you just feel, you feel clear.
Yeah, I must try to dig it out somewhere. I probably shared it in my story at the time. I'm like, so healed.
Yeah.
We're all in crying.
Fixed.
Yeah.
Keep your calendar busy. Solo dates and podcast walks. Love. Your spark will come back.
Date yourself, coffee, lunch, even dinner, and maybe a small solo trip.
I think this is so important. Like, even if you're in a relationship, in a relationship,
this is what I mean. The North, why are we turning Northern Ireland? I swear,
what's What's going on?
I say things like, I can't remember the word, but wipes. I was like, really? Like,
what?
It's, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Nadine Coyle popping
Jesus,
out.
Even if you're in a relationship, doing solo things.
Yeah.
Even though I wouldn't cross the road with me on, I'd be terrified. Like, but still, I'd like
you
to
should do it.
Yeah, but I think everyone else should do it. Like,
yeah, it is nice.
So important to hang around with yourself and love yourself.
Yeah.
You spend
even
the
if
rest
rotten in bed.
Do you know what I mean?
Rotten in bed.
What's going on?
My God.
We're losing the Dublin.
Like a little leprechaun. We need to come out.
We need to bring the dub back. Yeah. The upro back. Even if you are in a relationship, you spend the rest of your life with yourself.
Yep.
You're in your own mind 24/7. It's so important to make it a happy place to be.
Make it a nice place to live.
Hang around with yourself. Yeah. Date yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, girl.
Treat yourself. I love a little solo food date.
I love a solo drive.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't love that.
Oh, I love.
I do. It's grand, like from getting A to B, but I wouldn't go out on a drive.
Would you not?
No.
Sometimes if I'm going somewhere, like I might just take the long way or just like go the opposite way for a few minutes. Yeah. Really? I love being in the car and singing.
And singing, the songs are good.
Have a coffee and...
When the playlist is hitting.
Oh, yeah.
It's different. Solo gal holiday, she needs to learn how to be comfortable on her own again. Best in the sun.
I've never done that.
So I seen Danielle Collins' one and it proper like made me want
to
do it.
I've never done it. I'd like to.
Yeah, same.
I'd also shit myself though.
I know. And I'd be so scared of putting up like even that I'm in a country by myself.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, I obviously wouldn't put up where I'm staying and stuff, but, like, I'm like, someone will find me.
Maybe you should do it for, like, a weekend. Like, say, go on a Friday, come back on a Sunday.
And literally not put it up. Even.
Don't put it up. And then on the Monday be like,
I'm just back. From, yeah.
That'd be cute.
True. Because sometimes it's like, as well, you have to wait for other people all the time. It's like, sometimes you can just actually, forget.
At your own pace.
I always forget a free will. I'm like, I can just do that by myself.
Oh, my God, I have free will.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd love to go there. I'm like, wait, I could actually just get up and go to shop and get a pack of M&M's.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Like, you forget that you can just do, to a certain extent, what you want in life. You were strong enough to walk away, now be strong enough to stay away. Don't fall into the trap of going back to him. Loneliness takes time to figure yourself out and everything will fall into place.
Picture having children with him. Would you want an emotionally abusive role model? Emotional abuse will only get worse. Trust me, because he thinks he'll get away with it. Try not to focus on the good times, easier said than done. Focus on why you left him. It was for a reason.
Love that. Time heals all. Set up nights out with friends and look for a house share with other single girls. I love that.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Make a bucket list and do it.
Go on dates. It will feel weird at first, but it will end up bringing excitement.
Enjoy.
Get yourself on the market again.
Yeah. Enjoy the time with your mom. You will move out again and eventually we only get so much time with them. Aww. Don't. I'll start crying. I can't see the day I move out of my house.
I know.
Oh my God.
Because you realise that you never live with your... Even like your siblings again, like
I said,
well,
that
you
to
don't already don't.
I already don't. I said that to Queen recently. Either. I was like, "How sad, me, you, and Jack will never live under the same roof again."
No, and they're the first people you meet when you're born, like from when you're younger, obviously. But when you're
that's real sad. I'll cry if I think about it.
I know, same. Push through and don't give into the urge to contact him. Just keep yourself busy, and before you know it, you'll be in your happiest stage of life yet.
I was in the exact same position and ended up going back to him. In our time apart, I felt so confident and was living my best life, but I don't want to feel the loneliness. Even though I know we're not meant for each other, I really regret my decision.
Oh, she regrets going back?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, get out. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems all shiny and then you go back and you're like, why?
You're in the same loophole then. Yeah.
The fact you left on your own accord, you're strong enough to not even go back.
Mm.
I have faith. This is totally normal. Feel all the feelings and find time doing things you enjoy. Time heals. Be kind to yourself. They were gorgeous pieces of advice.
They were adorable. You're all so much better than
so wise.
Sorry.
And when it's all bunched together as well.
I like it, yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
We have our live show that we mentioned already. Mm-hmm. Just one last mention before we end. 8th of May, it's Thursday. You'd be grand if you're hungover on Friday.
Ah, who cares?
Summer nights out with the girls.
Summer is officially starting then.
Yeah.
And we are
really
kicking it off with a bang.
Yeah.
We really are.
Tickets are selling extremely fast. Mm-hmm. VIP might be sold out or just about sold out by now.
Maybe.
But yeah, we're so excited. It's going to be colourful and summer, happy vibes,
fun
times, new segments, and just loads of fun.
If you haven't been to a show before,
come.
If you have been,
come again.
Come again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Shari said, it's going to be different. We're going to switch things up a bit. Yeah. It'll be a ball. We always have such a ball at these.
Yeah.
And we can't wait. Also, this is actually the only show that we've planned.
Yeah. Basically. Until like much later in the year.
Basically, this is the only show we have.
Don't
planned.
Wait for like another day to be. No. We've done that before. We're not doing this time.
No. Yeah. We've done it before where we've been like, oh, we'll do one in the same month in another place. I promise you now, we're not just saying this.
Yeah,
this is the only one that we're doing. Yeah. So
the only reason we're doing, we actually weren't meant to do this at all. We weren't meant to do a show until later in the year, but we end up getting one last minute at opening. We were like, it's meant to be. It's a nice day. We're in the country. Like, let's put it on. And we've been getting asked, so we decided to put it on. And so we're really excited for it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you there. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week for our bonus episode, How My Drink Extra Juice. Our bonus episode are Monday, main on Wednesday, and video full episodes are Thursday 12 on YouTube. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.